Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the New York Mets and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting second. The second baseman, Rod Cannell. Batting third. The third baseman, Felix Mantilla. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Joe Christopher. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Charlie Neal. Batting eighth. The catcher, Chris Canizaro. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jay Hook. Pitching for the New York Mets, Jay Hook. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Julian Javier. Batting second. The first baseman, Bill White. Batting third. The center fielder, Kurt Flood. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Stan Musial. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Charlie James. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gene Oliver. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Julio Gatte. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Sadecki. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Ray Sadecki. And now, play ball. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ashburn moves to second. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sadecki fields it and throws to third for the out. Cannell moves to second. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cannell scores. Mantilla moves to third. It's 1-0, Mets. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cannell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of James. Neal reaches second base with a double. Chris Canizaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizaro is hit by the pitch. Jay Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hook bunts in front of the plate. Oliver fields it and throws to first for the out. Neal moves to third. Canizaro moves to second. One out. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gatte throws towards first. White fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on White. Neal scores. Canizaro moves to third. It's 2-0, Mets. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cannell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer throws to second. Safe. The throw to home, and Canizaro is out. Ashburn moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0-for-1 in the game. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial hits a ball on the ground towards short. Neal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a pop-up towards short. Neal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gene Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Ashburn. Oliver reaches second base with a double. James moves to third. Julio Gatte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gatte hits a fly ball into right field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hickman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0-for-1 in the game. Christopher strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Gatte fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ray Sadecki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadecki hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0-for-1 in the game. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mantilla juggles the ball. That's an error on Mantilla. Javier moves to second. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats White for the out. Javier moves to third. Two outs. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0-for-1 in the game. Flood hits a fly ball into right field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Chris Canizaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizaro is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Canizaro is called out on strikes. One out. Jay Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hook is 0-for-0 in the game. Hook hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Ashburn bunts towards the mound. Sadecki fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ashburn. The throw from Oliver and he is safe. Ashburn steals second. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Ashburn moves to third. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cannell hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Flood who is chasing the ball. Cannell reaches third base with a triple. Ashburn scores. It's 3-0, Mets. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0 for 2 in the game. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gatte scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 0 for 1 in the game. Musial hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cannell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Boyer hits a pop-up towards third. Mantilla settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. James hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gene Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Oliver hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. James moves to second. Julio Gatte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gatte is 0 for 1 in the game. Gatte hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. James scores. Oliver moves to third. It's 3-1, Mets. Fred Whitfield pinch hits for Ray Sadecki. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-3, Cardinals. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0 for 2 in the game. Javier hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Cardinals. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hook fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Kurt Simmons now pitching. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer juggles the ball. That's an error on Boyer. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0 for 2 in the game. Christopher hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of James. Christopher reaches second base with a double. Hickman moves to third. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Oliver for a passed ball. Hickman scores. Christopher moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 5-4, Cardinals. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Neal takes first base on ball 4. Chris Canizzaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizzaro is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Canizzaro hits a fly ball into right field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Christopher tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's Mets, 5, Cardinals, 5. Gene Woodling pinch hits for Jay Hook. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Oliver for a passed ball. Neal moves to second. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. 2 runs are unearned. It's 7-5, Mets. Bob Dulaba now pitching. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Ashburn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mutual throws the ball into Javier, who tags Ashburn trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Cardinals 5. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken McKenzie now pitching. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0-for-2 in the game. Flood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 0-for-2 in the game. Musial hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hickman. Musial reaches second base with a double. Flood moves to third. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Boyer hits a line drive towards short. Neal reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. James hits a ball on the ground towards short. Neal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Flood scores. 2 outs. It's 7-6, Mets. Gene Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mantilla fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Cardinals 6. The Mets will come to bat. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Cannell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cannell. The throw from Oliver and he is out, Javier applying the tag. One out. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0-for-3 in the game. Mantilla hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-3 in the game. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hickman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Javier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Cardinals 6. The Cardinals will come to bat. Julio Gatte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gatte is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. he's got one RBI. Gatte hits a fly ball into right field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Smith pinch hits for Bob Dulaba. Bobby Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a pop-up towards first. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Javier hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cannell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Cardinals 6. The Mets will come to bat. Lindy McDaniel now pitching. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Christopher strikes out. One out. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards first. White scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Neal for the out. Two outs. Chris Canizaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizaro is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly, and he's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Canizaro hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken McKenzie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKenzie strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Cardinals 6. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-3 in the game. White hits a fly ball into left field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Flood hits a pop-up towards short. Neal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Musial hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-3 in the game. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mantilla fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Cardinals 6. The Mets will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 4-for-4 in the game, with 4 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Ashburn hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Cannell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gatte misplays the ball. That's an error on Gatte. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0-for-4 in the game. Mantilla hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cannell moves to third. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mantilla. The throw from Oliver and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Cannell scores. That run is unearned. It's 8-6, Mets. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Javier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Cardinals 6. The Cardinals will come to bat. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. James hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gene Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Oliver hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. James moves to second. Julio Gatte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gatte is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Gatte hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cannell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. James moves to third. Oliver moves to second. One out. Red Schoendienst pinch hits for Lindy McDaniel. Red Schoendienst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schoendienst hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Neil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Cardinals 6. The Mets will come to bat. Don Ferrari's now pitching. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gatte picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Gatte. Christopher moves to second. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Neal hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Oliver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Canizaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizaro is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly, and he's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Canizaro hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Javier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken McKenzie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKenzie is 0 for 1 in the game. McKenzie hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Christopher scores. That run is unearned. It's 9-6, Mets. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 4 for 5 in the game, with 4 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Ashburn takes first base on ball 4. McKenzie moves to second. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 3 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Cannell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gatte fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 9, and the Cardinals 6. The Cardinals will come to bat. Marv Thornberry now playing first base. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 4 in the game. White takes first base on ball 4. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Flood hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 9-8, Mets. Willard Hunter now pitching. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Musial takes first base on ball 4. Craig Anderson now pitching. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 4 in the game. Boyer hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. James hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Canizaro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gene Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Oliver hits a pop-up towards short. Neil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 9, and St. Louis Cardinals, 8. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.